It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Nate Grinziger is here today, along with Greta McKinney and Pam Wood. The weekend of June 8th and 9th is the not first annual. What is this? Second, third, Pam? Fourth, fifth?
Third, kind of fourth.
Okay.
Fourth, since we've merged with the Summerfest.
So this is kind of like the Lion King. This is the Crown Mountain Park balloon event. 3.27.
Yeah. Something
that'll
like
work.
That.
It's actually called Summerfest Balloon Bash in Crown Mountain Park on Saturday, June 8th. So Nate is the park and rec manager for Crown Mountain Park. Pam, you and your husband own Above It All Balloon Company. I remember from the last time, which I think was 2 years ago that you came in,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, 2 years ago, yeah.
Have been going to the Snowmass Balloon Festival for a long time, and thought about just any opportunity to get in the air, right? Any
exactly.
opportunity to light up.
And to bring our balloonist friends around and have them enjoy the valley like we do. It's a beautiful area to fly.
Any, you know, people that fly jet engines, you know, it's known, I think, as spinning up. So what would you call it in balloon? Would it be lighting up? Or filling up, or what do you call it when you get in the air or get ready to get in the air?
Well, we launch.
Launch. There you go. Any excuse to launch. And then Greta is just a balloon enthusiast. You've been hanging around hot air balloons and that kind of thing. It is kind of it draws you in.
Absolutely.
Once you know, it's something that maybe not everybody has ever gone to a balloon festival or a balloon event. Once you've gone to one, you typically go to more than one.
I think that's true, but not just going, volunteering. That's how I got to my very first balloon festival.
Really?
Was being a volunteer to get up at the crack of dawn as a young woman and meeting amazing people. I ended up following a group, a balloonist, and around Colorado with friends. We would meet them in different places around Colorado where they were flying, Steamboat, Snowmass. One of my girlfriends met them in Michigan.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, I have several friends that follow us around or meet us in areas. We have quite a few in Albuquerque that meet us whenever we go down there.
I was going to say, that's the big festival, isn't it? Would they have like 500-600 balloons every year?
Yes, that's what it's been kind of pared down to. Back in 2000, they did 1,000.
Oh, wow.
And prior to that, they were running around 800 or 900. And shortly after that, they started trimming. And I think it's probably around 600 or 700 now.
But, you know, that's part of what makes Albuquerque special, is that many balloons on the ground and in the air. It's just absolutely amazing.
Yes, and just the color and all of the fabric and walking around the balloons and seeing everything while you're on the ground. And even with a small event like ours, I think we've got 18 balloonists bringing their balloons into town. And it's just a lot of fun to be on the ground, on the field with them, to be able to touch and feel the fabric and get to know the pilots, especially if you volunteer to crew. It teaches you some of the behind the scenes and how it all works, and you might just get hooked yourself if you come out. So.
I always try and give information about how, like, website, Facebook, early on, so that if people are interested, they can go check it out right away. They don't have to wait, you know. I try not to keep people waiting too much. Do you have a website or a Facebook page for this event?
We do have a Facebook page. It's the Summerfest Balloon Bash, and if they just Facebook search it. And then we also have a Crown Mountain website.
CrownMTN.org. Can also register for the race right there at CrownMTN.org.
Okay, so you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, race. So are they going to let just anybody get in a hot air balloon? No, that's actually a bicycle race, right?
Run.
It's a 5K. Run. Okay. Okay.
5K.
So a 5K around 3.5 miles or so. What would that be? Just around
1.11, I think. Yeah, around the park.
That's exactly what I thought. I was going to say, I doubt you would be able to get much.
All the runners out there are like, no, it's 3.12 or it's something close to that.
I think I did the math once, and I forget exactly what it was, but it's somewhere around there. Actually, I think it's more like 3.47. But anyway,
really
irrelevant. Yeah, we'll look it up during the break, and we'll put money on it, and we'll both be wrong, which means that Greta and Pam will end up taking our money, right?
Oh yay!
Yay!
Oh my! Again, the 2019 Summerfest Balloon Bash happens Crown Mountain Park in Elgin Bell, June 8th and 9th. Both days, you'll have balloons in the air. So, are you registering folks for both days, or are people just paying to register for the foot race, or how is all of that working?
Yeah, so Saturday kicks off with the race, the Callaway Give Back Family-Friendly 5K, and that's a race for cancer patients in the Valley, so all the proceeds will go towards individuals in our Valley. And then we have a Lions Club and Community Breakfast that kicks off after that, along with the balloon launch. That's what's really special about Saturday morning is the race is going to be going while the balloons are launching. It's going to be a pretty magical
I was going to say, you're doing pre-registration like 6:30 to 7:15.
We are, yeah. You can register now if you go to the website, but you can also register day of, which we anticipate a lot of people will do that.
Okay.
And then there will also be tether rides that morning as well. So it's going to be a really cool, really special morning at the park on Saturday.
Absolutely. So how long – this is a race, right? So you're giving prizes for, like, quickest time and all
that?
We're
just doing a self-timed race.
Okay.
So it's something for every level of runner. If you've never ran a 5K, come out. If you've ran 100 5Ks, come on out.
The idea is to support and to honor Jim Callaway for all of his wonderful entrepreneurial and philanthropic work in the Valley. Hence, it's called Callaway Give Back Family-Friendly Race.
And there's another piece of information I don't know exactly, but Jim Callaway was born in June. I don't remember exactly what day in June, but he was born in June. And speaking of which, Nate pointed out the fact that somebody else very, very famous, not just locally, but worldwide, was also born in June, and that is Smokey Bear.
Yeah, so we are going to have Smokey Bear on site. We partnered with the Forest Service and offered them the opportunity in wake of Lake Christine to come out and put out some messaging for fire mitigation. They let us know it happens to be Smokey Bear's 75th birthday. So Smokey Bear mascot will be on site, and Smokey Bear balloon will be at the Summerfest Balloon Bash.
So another reason to bring the kids, as if all these balloons would not be enough to get them out
right
first thing in the morning on a Saturday.
Yep.
And again, the Lions Club will be there. Do you know which Lions Club, Nate?
I believe it's the Basalt Lions Club.
Okay. So they'll be out there cooking breakfast as they do. And so any money that you would pay for breakfast, it would go to the Lions Club, whereas the money for the race goes to the, tell me again, the Callaway Give
Callaway
Back.
Young Cancer Center.
Okay.
So it goes towards their integrative therapy. So anyone who's battling cancer in the Valley, that money, those proceeds can go towards everything from massage, deep tissue, healing touch to grocery bills and overnight stays.
Yeah, integrative therapies is basically anything not medicine is kind of the way I understand
it. The type of
it.
Things insurance yeah. companies don't cover.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. Again, if you'd like to learn more, you can go to crownmtn.org. You can register for that race there. So for the balloon festival part, are you charging admission for that as well?
We are not. Okay. We've worked our butts off to raise a lot of money to make this one of the most affordable events in the Valley. So it's free parking, it's free admission, it's free bands, it's free balloon launch, it's free balloon glow in a free kids zone. Which is a bunch of bounce houses that kids can just run around in. And then we also have a kids foam city, which is you kind of have to see it. We take three foam machines and create a giant foam bubble, and the kids just run around and go nuts in it.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
And I think I may have experienced that once when we used the wrong type of soap in the clothes washer when I was a kid, too. But that's a story for another time.
Again, maybe next year we'll do an adult foam city because all the adults are like, I want some of that.
I've heard about that sometimes happening in college, but I have not actually witnessed it myself. Again, this happens the weekend of June 8th and 9th. Again, balloons will be in the air on both days. And to come check out the balloons, that's absolutely free in Crown Mountain Park there in El Jebel. If you want to register for the 5K, then absolutely you can do that at crownmtn.org. Again, if you'd like to check things out on Facebook, the Facebook page is Summerfest Balloon Bash. Just search for that, and you'll be able to learn more. Nate kind of touched on a bunch of other stuff that we need to make sure we check off the list today, including the balloon glow. And we'll talk about that and more when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Pam Wood, Nate Grinzinger, and Greta McKinney. They are all have different parts, different roles in the 2019 Summerfest Balloon Bash at Crown Mountain Park in El Jebel, June 8th and 9th. A full schedule of events both days, by the way. Again, starts with that 5K race first thing in the morning on June 8th. So registration ends at 7:15, so probably start the race around 7:30, Nate?
You got it.
Okay. I had a feeling. And just to clarify, because I want to make sure that everybody understands this, when I say register, I'm talking about registering for the 5K. Because watching the balloons, all of that is absolutely free. Again, there will be some tethered hot air balloon rides starting in the morning as well. But as far as going way up into the air, that's for the professionals. We leave that to the folks who know what they're doing. You know, Pam, earlier Greta was talking about volunteering to help out with balloons. Do you take volunteers on a regular basis? Do you require volunteers to help you unroll a balloon and fill it with air and get it up?
Absolutely. Anytime we go to events, and this one, when you're traveling, you might bring a crew chief. You have all of your equipment, but you don't always have a lot of crew. And you also don't know the area. So getting local volunteers that know the area, have some, you know, ideas about streets and roads and things like that is very helpful. You don't have to be real strong. It helps, but you don't have to be. We all work together. And yes, we absolutely need volunteers all the time whenever we travel. And we're certainly needing volunteers for this weekend. Or for the 8th and 9th, both days. It's great if you can commit to the whole time because then we match you up with one pilot and you get to know them. They'll invite you to stay for the tailgating, which is always fun and good food. And it's just a great way to see the backside of ballooning and to see how everything goes together, and it's really unique to learn. You can bring your family if you have young, you know, children, middle school, high school is great because they're really interested in that too. Gives them something to do, and it's a good time for the whole family. So.
And to add to that, I mean, we obviously have a lot of space at Crown Mountain Park. Mm. So the growth of this event is extremely dependent, not just on our local sponsors that have chipped in huge, but our volunteers. You know, we could fit 50, 60, 70 balloons at Crown Mountain Park, but without volunteers, we're not going to be able to grow to that scale.
So volunteers are an integral part of this. So let me ask you this. If somebody's interested in volunteering, should they just show up Saturday and Sunday morning? Or do you have a list of folks that are going to be there?
Yeah.
Both. I have a list. Okay. it's kind of nice to get that list to where then I can start matching them up with the pilots that absolutely need them. But if they just want to show up, we will have a crew check-in spot where they can show up and we can put them where they're needed. If they only have that morning to commit. So absolutely.
And if you're on the fence about volunteering, just ask Greta how much fun it is.
Oh, it's terrific. It's terrific. You do have to get up early, though. So if you want to volunteer this weekend, show up at Crown Mountain Park. If you're unable to contact Pam or Nate first, show up at Crown Mountain Park right around 6:15 in the morning.
If that sounds terrifying for you, there are volunteer opportunities later on because we have a full day of events. So if you're a morning bird and you, I mean, it's an incredible morning, but if that immediately turned you off to that idea, Email us at crownmtndirector.com or crownmtndirector@sopris.net.
At Sopris.
And we can get you signed up for a volunteership. CrownMTNDirector@sopris.net.
Again, if you want to be involved in helping unroll the balloons and that kind of thing, that's 6:15. If you're interested in helping out in any other way that does not involve getting up really, really early on a weekend, then you email Nate. Actually, that's not your email address. That's, you said director.
Yeah, that's Becky's email. She's our volunteer guru. She's the director of Crown Mountain Park.
So crownmtndirector@sopris.net.
You got it.
And again, that's the weekend of Saturday and Sunday, the 8th and 9th. It sounds like, from what Pam said, Greta, it sounds like balloon people are experts in barbecue.
Well,
that's the impression I get. I mean, they have plenty of propane around.
We know that. Yeah. Well, champagne and propane, the breakfasts of balloonists. And those of us who like to volunteer and hang around and assist them to create this amazing spectacle of color and fire and floating. It's absolutely amazing.
Now, once all the balloons are in the air, a little bit later on in the morning, you've actually got a baseball clinic that you're going to host during this event.
Yeah, we have a variety of things. We were just trying to give something for everybody for this one. We have retired Major League Baseball players show up to do a free baseball clinic at the park.
It sounds like who it is may be a secret.
Well, I mean, there's a group of guys who are retired, and we basically reach out to them and say, hey, do you want to come out to Colorado in the mountains and be a part of the clinic? And there's a list of guys who are retired that do these things. So,
That's cool. That's from 10 to noon on Saturday. And that's free, by the way.
That's free.
Is there an age limit? Is this just for kids?
There's not. Yeah. Okay. I guess we haven't had the 50-year-old dad come out with a glove yet.
Well, I was just saying, you know, there are a lot of summer rec leagues, so maybe somebody's looking to.
Yeah, it's coming to the end of the Three Rivers Little League baseball season and the start of the recreation season. All-Stars is coming up. It's a great time to come out and meet some pros.
Again, that's from 10 to noon, again, in Crown Mountain Park in Elgibel. Then a little bit of a break in the early afternoon with probably after all the balloons are chased down and put away and folded up. You've got some music and margaritas. What?
Yeah, we're doing beers and margaritas and palomas this year. So they're going to be affordable.
Isn't that the old song from the 70s? Una paloma blanca? No, that's... I'm sorry. Again, it's a song
too young, I guess.
Yeah, Nate
young.
Does not remember. I'm so sorry.
Well, I had to ask what a paloma was. So.
What is a paloma?
It's a tequila, grapefruit, and a little bit of soda, typically, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's tasty.
That sounds amazing.
It's
absolutely
delicious,
amazing. Some music as well.
Yeah, so we're going to have live bands going from 5 to 8:30, and we'll just be jamming music out over the speakers starting at around 3. So the event really starts rocking and rolling, between that 5 and 6 time frame when the Kids Foam City is going and the bands are getting going. Lipbone Redding is going to come out to be our opener, which is a rock star opener.
Oh, wow. My dad's got a T-shirt of his. I think he saw him in Aspen like in the 80s sometime.
Cool.
Yeah. As you can imagine, the T-shirt is a little well-worn, but he still insists on wearing it from time to time.
Most comfortable T-shirts have the most holes in them.
That's right. Absolutely. No question about it. And then those hot air balloon tether rides that I was talking about earlier, that happens between 6:30 and 8:30. So
yeah.
As well.
As Pam was going to let you know, weather dependent.
You're right.
Yeah, all of the balloon activities are weather dependent, unfortunately. We are dependent upon Mother Nature to bless us with calm winds. And as long as things look good, we will be offering tethered rides on Saturday afternoon also, and then planning for the glow. We do sometimes have afternoon winds, so we'll have to wait for them to calm down. But the intentions are to set up the tether, sell tether rides. It is $25 for each adult and $15 for children under 12. And then the glow will begin around 8:30, shortly after the tether rides end. And then we'll set up as the sun starts to set. We'll be putting the balloons up and blowing.
And fortunately, around 8:30, 9:30, that's usually when winds start to calm down. So the glow will probably happen regardless what's going on the rest of the day, hopefully, even if, weather kind of changes the rest of the schedule. But hopefully, assuming I don't think that we're going to have to worry about any fire bans or restrictions by June 8th, so keep our fingers crossed for that. Yeah, that's welcome news to folks, especially in that area, in the area of Lake Christine fire from last year. Again, the events happen on Saturday and Sunday. Sunday is a little bit smaller list of events, but there's still some stuff to check out at Crown Mountain Park in Elgibel. Again, if you want to learn more, just search Facebook for Summerfest Balloon Bash. And if you'd like to register for that 5K race, which starts Saturday morning, bright and early, the Callaway Give Back Family Friendly 5K. That's a lot of F's. just go to crownmtn.org. I imagine you probably got other information about the days, like the schedule and stuff like that on the website.
Yeah, too. You can get the schedule on crownmtn.org, where you can also register for the race. It'll give you the full schedule. There's a lot going on, so go take a look at it.
And again, Smokey Bear will be putting in an appearance on Saturday the 8th as well. As we kind of mentioned, each balloon company, each pilot, each balloon kind of has a following. So if you've got a particular pilot or balloon company that you like to follow around, and when you know they're going to be in the air, you want to go check them out, I'll tell you who's going to be there in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about the 2019 Summerfest Balloon Bash, Crown Mountain Park in Elgibel, June 8th and 9th. Again, the complete schedule of the day's events is at crownmtn.org. Boy, Nate, last summer was a busy one for Crown Mountain Park. You had all kinds of guests that were hanging out in the park. I'm talking about those firefighters that came in for the Lake Christine fire. That must have been pretty insane for you as a park and rec director there, just trying to keep all that straight and trying to make sure they had the space they needed, and just so much traffic.
Yeah, I mean, Becky Wagner, the park director, and myself, just it's obviously open arms.
Right.
Use the space with how you need it, and let's do whatever we can. We were not in a position where our homes were in jeopardy. So it was just sit back and check it out and observe. It was quite a spectacle. It was a different kind of experience. Yeah.
And in the meantime, here we are almost a year later, about 11 months, 11 and a half months later. And now there will be fire in the area as well, but it will be in the air with the hot air balloons. So a much different context.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's why we reached out to the Forest Service and said, hey, what do you think about coming over to the event and being a part of it? And if you want to put out some messaging for fire mitigation and that sort of thing, please come by. And they wanted to take an even bigger role and get involved and bring Smokey Bear balloon and Smokey Bear mascot to the event. They were extremely excited to be a part of it. So
there is a Smokey Bear balloon?
Yes, there is a Smokey Bear balloon.
Awesome.
It's been around for many, many years, and we're pretty excited that he's going to come. They call it a special shape to where it's the head of Smokey Bear. He has the hat and the ears and the nose, and it's a special shape. It's somewhat shaped like a normal balloon, but he looks like Smokey Bear's head. So
I don't, going to the balloon races around this area for as long as I have, you don't see many of the really big special balloons, special shapes around here. Is that because of the altitude?
It's partially due to money and then also spacing. A lot of those bigger special shaped balloons, they need more volunteers. So Smokey Bear is needing volunteers. The Forest Service is hoping to have some of their guys helping out, but we might need additional to help because it is more unique because of all of those, the shape parts. And some of those other bigger balloons that are the special shapes, they need larger landing areas, larger launch areas. And then also they have a lot more invested in their equipment, and they're often somewhat commercial or sponsored by a certain company, and so it does cost a little more money to bring them.
Speaking of landing areas, hot air balloons you can control the up and down, but otherwise it's completely up to whatever the elements are, wherever the elements are taking you.
We have no rudder or paddles. So, yes, we are just up and down is all we can get, but we get to know the winds, and mountain winds tend to kind of work like a river to where it'll flow. And so that's what we work with. And then also different levels in the air will go different directions. So where sometimes we can get almost a box where we can go one direction up about 1,000 feet, about 800 feet, we might be able to go the other direction. So they can have maneuverability, but it definitely takes skill and sometimes luck to find those.
So they might land in your yard, is what she's saying.
Yeah, we're looking up Blue Lake, Soper's Village.
So actually pretty
Ranch.
Close.
It all just depends on Mother Nature and where the winds go. We launch a little bit later after sunrise with the intentions to be able to stay in the area rather than immediately flying down valley. But they might end up carrying down the river, ending up in Carbondale. It just depends on where Mother Nature takes us. So, yes, each day is an adventure and just adds to the fun of it. So if you see one coming your way and you have land, please be open. Our pilots are always courteous as to the landing areas, and they're going to be careful and not destroy anything and try to get permission if we can find someone to get permission.
I wonder if we should do a prize giveaway if they land in your lawn in the future.
I think that would be awesome. Is that one of the things you need volunteers for, is helping to chase the balloon?
Yes. So not only setting up at the launch, but then you tag along with the chase crew and help them land and pack it away.
I imagine that's one of those areas you're talking before, Pam. You're saying that it's helpful to have local volunteers because they know the roads and,
And they might even know some of the people. Oh, I know that person. We can land there. Right. So that's always helpful and just adds to the fun. Oh, they landed in my yard.
Greta, how many years have you been volunteering?
Well, and I think it was 1991 was the first time I ever laid hands, if you will, on a balloon. And so 91 till now, is that what, 28 years?
Wow.
I had to give it up a little bit because I have a family. And taking off early in the morning doesn't always work when you have small children and a husband. but the children are older now, and I've been able to get back involved.
I was going to say, and so they go along with you.
Not yet. Okay. That whole 6 a.m., 5 a.m.
I know that argument very well. So, Pam, talk about some of the balloon companies and the pilots that will be here on the 8th and 9th.
Yeah, it's mostly private pilots. They, often have their commercial license also, but not too many as far as companies like my own. Okay. I know myself, I don't travel much in the summer because I'm too busy doing paid rides in the Aspen Snowmass area. So, and a lot of these pilots, they don't necessarily have that. But we've got a lot of pilots that are coming from Colorado. There's a surprising number of balloonists that we have here in the state. And then we also have some coming from New Mexico, Arizona, and I felt like there was another
Texas.
So they're coming from all over. They have beautiful, colorful balloons. We've got Marvin the Martian coming, and he has a little Martian face, kind of a unique balloon. We have the Spirit of 76 coming this year, which we're pretty excited about, hoping that he'll enjoy the valley and get to know some people and want to return each year. And then also Pandemonium. She's been coming since our first year and bringing her balloon with the little ducks and fish and frogs jumping off of the balloon. It's a lot of fun.
Are these pictures on the website as well, or Facebook?
They are on the Facebook page. Okay. And so we're posting those each day, different balloonists that are coming to town. And so you can look at all the different balloons. But it'll be much more fun to see in 10 days to actually see them up in the sky.
Again, the website is crownmtn.org. And again, if you want to search Facebook for Summerfest Balloon Bash, you can see all of those daily posts and learn more about each one of these balloonists. And you call them pilots.
Pilots,
right?
Yes.
Okay. Surprised me. I thought that to fly a balloon, you just about had to be associated with the company. It sounds like that's not the case.
Nope. You can get your pilot license. You have a private license and then also commercial.
So just it's like flying FAA, an airplane.
Yeah, it's FAA regulated. It's exactly like a fixed wing airplane.
Interesting.
You have to go through the training and testing and just like that. So they are professionals and they know mountain flying. And that's one of the unique things with our event is we're very particular with who we invite because mountain flying is unique.
So, just like, again, just like flying an airplane.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Right?
Yeah. Cool. And again, if you are interested in volunteering with one of the balloons, obviously contact through the Facebook page if you have any questions. Otherwise, just show up Crown Mountain Park at 6:15 or so and you can help roll the balloons out. And it's actually – that's really almost as exciting as seeing them go up in the air. Wouldn't you agree, Greta?
It is.
You know, you roll them out and you've got this huge flat piece of fabric – and then, you know, they fire up the fans and start getting
the air
inside there. And, yeah, it's quite a process. It's so interesting to watch. It's, you know, the balloons don't just come that way.
Right,
There's
yeah.
a lot of work that takes getting them into the air. Mm. And sponsors. We wanted to mention sponsors as well. As Nate mentioned, again, watching the balloons in Crown Mountain Park, listening to the music, that's all free. And that's because of a number of great sponsors that have chosen to help out.
Yeah, our sponsors were huge this year. And this isn't just me mentioning them because they're involved. I mean, this event absolutely would not happen without it. Crown Mountain Park puts on the event. But Holy Cross Energy, Town of Basalt, and Feral Gas came in as sponsors. And then our premier sponsors, First Bank, Alpine Bank, and Roaring Fork Family Practice, really stepped up huge this year to make this happen. This is not a cheap event. There's a lot of money that goes into producing this and making it happen. So First Bank, Alpine Bank, and Roaring Fork Family Practice really, really came in huge this year.
And again, a couple of sub-events within the overall event. Again, everything starts with the 5K, the Callaway Give Back family-friendly 5K on Saturday morning. You can learn more about that at crownmtn.org. Then, of course, the hot air balloon launch starts around 7 o'clock, weather permitting. And so I hope for a clear day and reasonably calm winds. And no rain, right? Rain, I imagine, would be a deal breaker, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Yeah.
And we can have rain up until 4 or 5 a.m. and clear out and be perfectly fine.
And actually, that might help because it might make the air more dense, right? With more humidity or?
You know, I leave that to the pilots. I'm not real sure on that exactly.
It seems to make sense, but may or may not be the case.
Yeah, well, and if you have a dirty balloon, a little dewy or rainy grass is kind of nice to set up on. So,
fair enough.
The weather is looking to turn out really nice. This is truly looking like the summer kickoff, which is what this event is. The kids are all getting out of school. Mm-hmm. This little staycation for the community. But the weather is looking to turn around right around that time frame.
Again, I mentioned the pancake breakfast from the Lions Club earlier. That happens on Saturday and Sunday, oh, by the way, with, again, more tether. So the you can also buy a tether ride.
Both mornings and the evening.
Both mornings and in the evening. So that's, you know, basically where you've got the balloon tethered to. It's usually like a vehicle, isn't it, Pam?
We have several vehicles. Yeah, it's triangulated to where we have it held down, but you go up pretty high. And get a good view and then come back down. It gives you that sensation. It's great for the kids to get the first taste of it, but we end up with a lot of adults doing it too.
No question.
The view of Sopris is as good as it gets on that tether.
Especially with a lot of snow on it.
Yeah.
Then you've also got golf in the park from 10 to 1 on Sunday.
Yeah, that's going to be a really cool event. They will not be golf balls. It's actually these little cylinders that you can hit off of these mats, but it's safe. There's these blow-up targets that you try to hit. It's really cool. If you're a golfer, come check it out. Bring the kids, bring the adults. There will be clubs there and some golfers who can give instruction.
So you're talking about like actual drivers. You're not talking about miniature golf.
No,
You're hitting. Interesting.
It's tough to explain. There's these little PVC almost cylinders that you hit off of like a turf mat.
Interesting.
And then try to hit targets, and there's people there who can give some instruction. And
That would be important for me. Not so much the golf. It's, golf and I don't get along. unless it is with a putter and, you know, it goes through the windmill and around the corner.
Putt-putt.
Sure. So just to be clear, Sunday is the pancake breakfast and community breakfast. So Lions Club and some other vendors will be there for the community breakfast. And then the hot air balloon launch and hot air balloon tether rides and golf in the park. But that sums up all of Sunday.
Right. So like I say, a little bit simpler schedule of events on Sunday as opposed to Saturday, where Saturday is everything, everybody, a lot of activity in Crown Mountain Park.
It's a day in the park.
There you
go. Plan a day in the park on Saturday. Come early. Stay late for the glow. And just really bask in the balloons and all the fun that's going to happen.
Again, the website is crownmtn.org, and you can search Facebook for Summerfest Balloon Bash. Pam, any final thoughts?
Just again to thank our sponsors and for their support, First Bank, Alpine Bank, and Roaring Fork Family Practice, and then also Holy Cross Energy, Town of Basalt, and Feral Gas. But our top sponsors, First Bank, Alpine Bank, and Roaring Fork Family Practice, have
you guys rock.
Stepped up, and they are the ones that are helping this event continue and giving our community such a fun event to gather around and support one another.
The local community just passed a tax to fund Crown Mountain Park appropriately, and we're really trying to, Becky and I are really trying to utilize Crown Mountain Park as a venue to boost vibrancy to the local community, the local business owners. And we have the perfect place to do it, and that's how we look at it, is we want to really drive the economy, the traffic, the interest in living there. I had a dad come by me at the baseball. We have new baseball cages there, and said, you know, if it wasn't for this park, I would have moved. He actually told me that. He's got two younger kids who play soccer at the park, who play baseball at the park. He comes to community events at the park. He walks his dog at the park. So we're really treating Crown Mountain Park as a road to boost the experience of living here in the Mid-Valley, and also the local business owners and the economy to boost that.
Greta, anything from you, from the volunteers' standpoint?
Don't let the time in the morning that you need to sort of arrive scare you off. Just try it.
You can always nap in the afternoon.
That's right. After you've had a little bit of tailgate with your pilots and a little champagne and propane, the breakfast of balloonists, you know, that's the part of it. You get up really early to help. But the reward at the end, the tailgating and just the camaraderie, it can't be beat.
If anyone gets up in the morning and ends up regretting it, come see me and I'll get you a free beer. Or Paloma or margarita. You won't regret it.
Again, the website is crownmtn.org. Search Facebook for Summerfest Balloon Bash and keep up to date with those daily updates and pictures from the balloon companies and the pilots that will be there. And looking forward to another absolutely gorgeous day with a lot more snow on Sopras than there is in this picture on the front of your program.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, KMTS. It's amazing you guys do this. It's free for us. So thank you for the time.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. All the best. Look forward to talking about this again next year.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.